כל המצווה שבתו ובין עשר ובין לא ססם, עובר עוד הלחס מהם בין בזול ובין בשקוגה, שיעשה תשוב ויושב מחטא וחייב לסבדס את מהקל ברוך הוא. שנם האישה הוא אישה כי יעשו מכל חטא עושה עודם למורמל באשם באושמו הנפש ההיא, והסבדוס חטוסם אשר עושו, זה וידוי דבורם, וידוי זה מתחססם. The Rambam doesn't mention Achir Tshuva and Rabbanan. So, you'll say, well, that's because he's here defining Achir Tshuva Daraisa. And Yitochen that the Achir Tshuva and Rabbanan is on Rabbanan. Okay, so that's maybe that's true, maybe that's not true. But I feel in Tzimtzei Loma, okay, so then he should have added, and the same way there's a chiyuv midaraisa and daraisa, there's a chiyuv derabanan and derabanan. It's obviously not nitam lehyona, not nitam macho. It's partial, there's a chiyuv tshuva and derabanan, and yet the Rambam doesn't seem to say so. So what do we make of that? So according to the Drosha's Haran, the parrot is as follows. The Rambam in several places, amongst them Shorish Aleph of Sefer Mitzvahs, says that the pasuk of lo sasur is the source for Chazal to be gozek zeros. Is the source of their authority to be gozek zeros. Chazal said not to be metafel mutzim shabbos. Chazal said not to do lachshen tuch l'guf on shabbos. Even on min atar, according to Bshimin, it's mutter. We pass it like Bshimin. So we have to abide by it, because L'Sasim Adonji Yigil L'Hayom L'Smo. So the Ramban is Masik, and says if all Gzeres the Rabbanan, the Ramban in the Hasagas and Sefer Mitzvahs, if all the Rabbanans are rooted in L'Sasim, so the Ramban just made all the Rabbanans into the Raises. And yet clearly, we distinguish between the Rabbanans and the Raises, Savig the Rabbanan L'Kula, Savig the Raises L'Kumra, So many nafkaminas by the abundant varieties. It says on that, and to say that the ikara kat gozu, that when the chachamim would go to the abundant, they would go there, and the suffix should be mutter, he says, I can't believe anyone would ever say that. So when that goes on, he has his knowledge. So the Drosha's Haran thinks that the answer for the Rambam is, yeah. What the Ramban rejects out of hand as being the inconceivable is what the Rambam thinks. That when a Medrash was right to the Torah, the Sosan Adon Shehil HaYom HaSmol, effectively, he signed a blank check. So if you sign a blank check, whatever anyone fills in over that check has your authority on it. Has your authority now is attached to that. Well, Sasa and Ahmadi. The Ram says, the Drosha Saran says, what the Ram says, you can't believe anyone would ever say, but the Drosha Saran, the Ram did say. And that Ain Ahmadi, effectively, if you say this Malach, effectively, every Darabonis is a Darasa. Right? Again, if the way you understand Darabonis is within the blank check analogy, so effectively, every Darabonim is Daraisa. So according to the Drosha Saran, it's not a question. According to the Drosha Saran, Rambam says you have to do tshuva for all the races, and you don't want, it's a daraisa. A person was mitalpa mokse, not sasa. A person did a lot of tshuva, not sasa. Rambam writes, you have to do tshuva. But what if you don't know shot like that in the Rambam? Rav Zalman Brachi used to say a different mahalach to answer the Ramban's kashas in Sefer Mitzvahs. I want to say no, when you're over the Rambam, you're not being over the Raisa. You're only over the Raisa if you deny Chazal's authority that have made the Rambam. But if you acknowledge the authority, if you just were over on this... And there's Rambana, you're over the Rambana, you're not over the Raisa. So what do we do then? How do Kushi Baduchta, why doesn't the Rambam mention the Chiyum Tshuva? So let's jump ahead for a minute. Take a look, as I'll say. In Parakei Halakha Beis. Parakei Halakha Beis. It shouldn't even be a fleeting thought, this position with which people advocate of predetermination, it's not even worthy of a fleeting thought. Ain't it advocate? A person can't determine his IQ, but he can determine whether he acts like a wise person or whether he acts like a fool. That's what Rambam means. Chacham doesn't mean it's not correct to what his IQ is. That's like through genetics determines. But a person can be, he can have an IQ that's off the charts, and he can act like a fool, and he can have a very low IQ, and he can act very wisely and very, very prudently. O'chacham, o'sacham, o'rachman, o'chzari, o'kili, o'shura, o'chen, shakal, adeus. Ve'eno misha yechvehu, no one is coercing him, below gozer, no one is decreeing, below misha moshko, there's no external force that's pulling him. Right, so unlike Rashi, for the Rambam, this isn't the Rashi understands this person is good to you. That the Yirmiyahu was saying, if the Elyon will say to Haros Vatov, and for Rashi, Haros Vatov referred to punishment or reward. And it's a rhetorical question. And for the Rambam, Rose and Tov refer to the actions we do, and it's not a rhetorical question, it's a statement of fact. If he Elyon will say to him, Rose and Tov, Koma, Eina Bori Goza Ho Odom, Olios Tov, Olios Ra. The Kevin Shekenu, Nimtza Zer Achote, who hits it on small? He behaved self-destructively. He should cry and he should bewail. That's the next passage. Since we had Bechira and we decided it was our conscious decision to do Ra, Robli Lana Lazo Bechuva Lazo Bechena, Shorashos Antaviyadeva, the same way we had Bechira to be Chote in the first place, we now have bechira after the fact to do tshuva. Pusha, because of Akram, again, the Rambam is explaining the flow, the sequence of Pesukim and Eicha, Nachmus Adachenu V'Nachkel V'Nashuva Ad Hashem. So the Rambam writes that Yirmiyahu HaNavi is telling us, Ro'oi Lanu Lachzor V'Tshuva. Ro'oi Lanu Lachzor V'Tshuva. It's, so how do you translate Ro'oi? So I don't know, we translate it as it's befitting. It's, in Yiddish it's pas, right? It's befitting. But maybe not. Just to give one or two examples, if you turn to Parak Aleph, the Tefillah Avodah Zarah, Rambam describes Avraham Avinu's search for and discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He recognizes Derech HaEmes and discerns Kav HaTzedek. The Yodah Sheyesham Aloka Efer, Parak Aleph Avraham Gimel, jumping around a little bit. The Yodah Sheyesham Aloka Efer, Humanag HaGalgo V'Hubara HaKol. The Yada Shekola on Tolim, all the whole world is in error. The Gavra Shekola and Litos, what's the source of this error? Zesha Ogimes Akokomes Atsuras Acha Ever Emeski Daita. Even though originally when they started bowing down to the Kokodim and to the idols, they did it, Al Das, that Hashem is the only God, but the Maisa, a person is. His thoughts are drawn after what's tangible, what's concrete, what's visible. So if he bows down to Kofar, then he comes to believe in Kofar. We've got Avon Shon Hike Avon Nizbar. Fair Chihike Biyada Hiskal Hashad Chubos, he began to polemicize, to engage in polemics. Fair Chihike Biyada Hiskal Hashad Chubos of an Eva Kasim and Arab Dini Mahe. Vamash Ainzud Dara for Emishatim Hokeva. This paganism, this is MS. The Shiva Hatzlamen, the famous Magic Shalaman is referring to. The Shiva Hatzlamen, the Hissel Hodia La'on, look at this, Rodosai. She'ain vot li lavo and ella la loka hola. It's a little bit of a shvaka mashva. It's not, it's only past to be over Hashem. It's not past to be over Hashem. I don't know, it's a little bit of formulation. Now, just in case we missed it, the first time the Rambam continues. Below Rotway the Hishtakavos. And it's Rotway to prostrate oneself to him, capital H. Ulahakil Lanasa Kadesha Kirukolam Guru Nava. The Rotway, Abe Lashabe Koatsuros, Kadesha Yitubai. One more example. If you go to Parak Aleph for Chukos Deis, there's more than this, but this is enough. If you go to Parak Aleph for Chukos Deis, Halachi Gimel. In Halachas Aleph and Beis, the Rambam has described the extremes of the spectrum when it comes to character traits. And then he says in Halachi Gimel that these extremes that we've been describing, that we've been speaking of, Shnei Ktzavos HaRachoko Zo Mizo Shebechol Deya V'Deya Einam Derech Tova Ve'ein Votwe Lo La'onim Lelechiz Mahem Lelo La'amda Ma'atzma HaDerech HaYishar HaLach Adal that he needed Ve'ein Shebechol Deya V'Deya. And then ultimately the Rambam is going to tell us at the end of Halacha Hey, Halacha Vav, that the Tzuvim Onu Lelechiz V'Drachim Eilu HaVeinim and Zehen HaDrachim HaTov Ma'ishan Shnam V'Malach V'Drachim. The Zechiyot, again, that the person should go but there, with the Midah Veinim. So what does it mean that Ein Rotu Lelo Adam to go to either of the extremes? Again, it's not just that it's consciousness, it's also. So it's clear that at least sometimes what the Lashon Ro'oi means in the Rambam is something that's muchach u muchach min hasvara. It doesn't need a pasuk. It doesn't need a masora. It's just so overwhelmingly clear and compelling mikar hasvara. But that's at least sometimes how the Rambam uses the lashon of Rambam. That's what Avraham Avinu was telling all his contemporaries, his generation. Doesn't make a difference. Maybe you don't have a masorah of Shabbos right up. Doesn't make a difference. That it's roi to be over Hashem, and it's roi to shachros Hashem, and it's roi to adei ha-slamin. You can't hide behind an excuse of no dolmei, or I don't have the masara from Noah. All of this is roi. All of this is muchach mitoch hasvara. That's what the Rambam says here in the Beis also. Even before you get to the pasuk of Olam Kedracha, it's something which is muchach mitoch hasvara. Come back to our Rambam. In Parakei Chokos Tshuva, so clearly the Rambam is saying that the Chiyuv Tshuva is the same. Chiyuv Tshuva doesn't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk that there's a Chiyuv to do Tshuva. The Sahara is on more than one level. Let's just see which or all of these levels that the Rambam have in mind, but the Sahara on more than one level. Chiyuv Tshuva, again, is something which is broadly, which is muchach or muchach mitoch hasvara. How so? The Rambam Tzlan, when a person does an Avera, again, be it the maze and be it the shoge, there's an element of the Rida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, obviously, what degree is going to vary, depending upon whether it's a maze or a shoge. The Rambam said, don't do it, and I'll do it. Now, Eino Chadavni, so once the person finishes eating the Shnikul Mavela, he finishes speaking the Rosh Hashanah, in that sense, the Aveira is not ongoing. It's finished. But if the person just leaves that where it is, and there's no true love. On a certain level, so then the merit is ongoing. If there's no reaction on the part of the chote to the fact that he was chote, so then that merit, again, the concrete action is finished, but it continues to reverberate on a certain level. Then if one insults another and isn't nefayish, so again, so the sound waves so that they've reached. The person's not saying it a second time, but the status quo now is the insult. The status quo now is the hard feelings, and that continues to remember. So tshuva is not worthy. On another level, A person does a chait, he distances himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, the chait is over. He finishes the shtickle with his eyes, the veila, on that level, on the level of the concrete action, the chait is over. In terms of the distance created, so that remains. So tshuva is rotwe. Come back to Parak Aleph. So this is the answer to the age-old problem here in the Rambam. Again, it is mechazek what the Chassidut says. Kol mitzvah shabbatah ben esed ben losa same other malachas ben ben zon ben nishkoge kishe yasa tshuva v'yoshu mecheto. The Rambam doesn't say chayv lasos tshuva. The doing the tshuva is the backdrop, is the context to chayim lezvadas, and that the Rambam says very narrowly that bigo is a mitzvah. already focuses on these Lashonos of the Rambam and says the mitzvah is the leader. Talking about a mitzvah leader without a mitzvah of chupa, it's like Abraham. So you have to put on a bag of Abraham because then you quit for tzitzis. It happens to the chupa, then you're mafuyev to be this rabbi. So the power of the pshat, lefi hanal, is that Abraham is a chiyev chupa. But that's not mikoach haposuk. That's not nischadish in the posuk. What's nischadish in the posuk is bigur. Bigur is not a svara. That it's boldly, it's right in the tshuva. It's not muchach or muchach mikoach haposuk that he had to be misrada. If the posuk hadn't said to his rabbi, sechatosu masharosu, we wouldn't have said that misvara. So that's why the Rambam says, kishe yasa tshuva yoshim mechatel, not that there's anything optional about the tshuva. But in terms of what's miskadish in the pasuk, it's not the chiyuv tshuva which is miskadish in the pasuk, but the miskadish in the pasuk is the hizrah. Hashdu rasim lohachi. So again, we come back to our question: where's the Rabbanit? Why does the Rambam ever tell us there's a chiyuv by the Rabbanit? So maybe the answer is that Eina Kamadi. I don't know. Is it possible that the Rambam holds that there's no chiyuv bigur in the Rabbanit? Because again, what's now the omission in the Rambam is a different omission. It's not the right? The omission, what the Rambam isn't telling us here, it's not that he's a lot of negatives coming your way here. I don't know if you can figure out what I'm saying. What the Rambam didn't say, what he isn't saying is that the Rambam didn't tell us that there's a chiyuv bigoy by the Rabbanis. What Halacha Aleph is speaking of, what Halacha Aleph is codifying is the chiyuv bigoy. So that omission that we noted at the outset isn't an omission in the scope of the chiyuv tshuva. It's an omission in the scope of chiyuv bigoy. So we said initially it's lo nitzam leheyoner. It's lo nitzam halos alachas. It does not chiyuv tshuva by the rabbanis. But maybe it is nitzam halos alachas. Maybe it is nitzam leheyoner. It does not chiyuv bigoy by the rabbanis. Maybe the fact that Chazal were the sign of the rabbanis. I don't know. Maybe there isn't a chiyuv bigoy necessarily on the rabbanis.
Wouldn't this still be using the Mishkar that are Saran and Jarabans are different than the status be different than the Oasis? I mean, Ari said that, as well, Ari said that this answer would be, if one didn't want to say that to Dresh Saran, wouldn't this answer still be using Dresh Saran that Chazal established Jarabans in a different way than the Oasis unless they established
that? No, but it's not what Dresh Saran. Dresh Saran says that every time this is over, there's a button in the world. What we're saying is we're not saying that when a person is over on the Rabbanim being over the Rabbanim, which is why the Rambam didn't say it. According to the Rambam, the Rambam said it. But according to the alternative approach to the Rambam, so then it's Taka omitted here. There's something missing here. The Rambam never said that Allah occupies the Rabbanim. So what we're answering is, well, once we recognize that Halacha Aleph is not telling us about the Tshuva, because that's not the Chiddush of the Torah. That's Bo'ui. That's Bo'ui Lama Masa Tshuva. The Chiddush of Halacha Aleph is the Chiyuv Bigoy, and that's what the Lashon HaRambam is. Bigoy is that which is that Chayyuv is Vados. So that ain't what I'm saying. Maybe the answer is, I don't know, what's the time of it? I don't know. But the point is, it's not inconceivable. It's not. It's inconceivable that there shouldn't be a chiyuv tshuva for the rabbanis. It's not inconceivable that there shouldn't be a chiyuv tshuva. You can sleep well tonight, entertaining that idea. You cannot go to sleep tonight thinking that there's a possibility that there's no chiyuv tshuva on the rabbanis. But don't sleep on Monday or Tuesday. You'll sleep tonight. You can sleep well.
If the Rambam says there's no bigoy on the Jarabonim, why is he mentioning
perhaps marries. So maybe it's not clear. I don't know that it's not the right thing to do.
We're trying to address it around how does Iran deal with the problem of this distinction between subject or duress?
So all that built in. Meaning when Chazal goes there, every Rabbana, so if they wouldn't have said anything, it would automatically have said Iran is no problem. But then when it goes there, this is an Issa B'Torah Vada. It's not an Issa B'Torah Sada. And what the Ramban thinks is off the wall. The Ramban is off the wall. The Ramban is off the wall. Okay, we will stop there.